The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that we have to be prepared for our Master's return. We don't know the day or the hour, obviously, on when he is returning, and yet he tells us that we have to be vigilant, we have to be watching, we have to be ready. And that's going to be the challenge for every one of us, because in our humanness, what tends to happen is when things don't happen in a short period of time, we just kind of either get lazy or quit or give up or whatever it may be. And so we have to persevere. We have to persevere, as our Lord says, to the end. And so that's what we all have to look at, is what is the spiritual life like? Is the flame burning within? Or is it kind of almost going out? It's still there, but not quite what it ought to be. Think back maybe when there was a conversion experience and the zeal and the joy that you had in serving the Lord, and where is it at today? Like, yeah, going through the motions, but not necessarily with all the zeal and all the charity. How much are we truly loving the Lord? Those are great questions for all of us to consider within ourselves. We look at somebody like St. John Vianney, whom we celebrate today, a man who heard confessions for 16 to 18 hours every day. Every day. If you think the confession line here gets a little long sometimes, the confession line for St. John Vianney was 5 days. From the time you would get there, you could get a train from Paris, took you a day to get to ours. It would be 5 days before you got to confession, and then you'd take the train back the next day to Paris. This man, how he did it, I don't know, on a couple of different levels. First of all, hear confessions for a couple hours, your brain is fried. He did this every day for 16 to 18 hours. In the time that remained, he said Mass, he prayed his rosary, he prayed his breviary, he prayed his mental prayer, and he did all kinds of mortifications. And the devil hated him so badly, burned his bed on fire, started his bed on fire, did all kinds of stuff, caused him all kinds of trouble. So he was sleeping only maybe a couple hours a night, and then sitting on a board, he didn't even have a chair, sitting on a board in the confessional for 16 or 18 hours, how he didn't fall asleep, how he maintained his composure, all the different things when you look at it, and you see the grace of God that is at work, but you see the zeal of the man and the holiness of the individual. Even that we can look at and say, here's a man who struggled with Latin. He just couldn't get it. But the bishop recognized his holiness. And even though he had trouble with the Latin, because of his holiness, the bishop allowed him to be ordained, and then sent him to this podunk little place where he wouldn't be able to cause any problems. But even on his arrival there, his disposition was demonstrated, because there was a little boy that he saw, and he said, "Young man, can you show me where the church is?" And the little boy led him through town to the church, and he looked at him when he got there and said, "You showed me how to get to the church. I will show you how to get to heaven." That's where his focus was. It was on the love of God, and it was on souls. He preached Jesus Christ. That's what a good pastor does. He doesn't preach himself. We have lots of priests who like to preach about themselves, or about whatever the latest movie they went to was, or whatever goofy thing they want to preach about. But it's not about helping people grow in holiness. St. John Vianney was about helping people grow in holiness. He challenged the people. If you think I'm in your face, he was in their face. He was challenging them constantly to be able to grow and to get rid of their sins. And boy, did they fight him. And he just kept right on going. And eventually, he brought the people around because they saw his love for God. If you've been in the parish here long enough, you had the opportunity to witness somebody similar. Father Zweber was the same way. He was, if you really stop and think about it, he was an absolutely horrible preacher. He stuttered and he ummed and awed and stammered his way through and so on. When he took over St. Augustine, 8 people were coming to daily Mass. When he retired, more than 150 were coming to daily Mass. Not because of his scintillating homilies, but because of his love for Jesus and Mary. They didn't care if his homilies were the most eloquent, because he preached the truth to them, and they knew that. And he preached the love of God to them, and he showed them the love of God by his life. And that's what attracted the people. That is a good shepherd. That's what we're all supposed to be like. And yet, how many are there? So very few. So few, in fact, that Satan is claimed to have said, if there were 3 Viennese in the world at one time, I would be done. In 2,000 years, we have not been able to put 3 people of the level of St. John Vianney on the earth at the same time, ever. That's pretty pathetic. But it also shows the extraordinary nature of this holy man. And what a blessing for all of us. So a great opportunity to learn, to be able to look at his zeal and to look at the selflessness, because he was interested in God and in the souls of his people. That was all he was interested in. He denied himself on everything. All that he ate was potatoes, period. He just wouldn't eat anything else, and a lot of times he didn't even eat those, because he cooked them up one day and then they'd sit there for the week, and sometimes they'd get spoiled and moldy, and then he'd just throw them away and wouldn't eat at all. So bad was his nutrition that his teeth were falling out. He didn't care about himself. He was offering it for the people. He cared about the souls of the people. That was what it was all about. So he served the Lord and he served his people. That's why he is as great as he is. So for all of us, whether we're priests or anybody else, for the priests, obviously, yes, we have a great example to look to in him. But for all of us to be able to look at that kind of zeal, to be able to ask again that question, is that fire for the Lord burning? How easy it would have been for him just to give up when the people weren't cooperating, when they were fighting against him. But he didn't. When there was another priest who came and said, you know, I don't understand. He said, I've been preaching the truth to the people. I've been, you know, offering the sacraments. I've been doing everything. And he said, but they're just not coming around. What am I doing? St. John Vianney said, you're not fasting enough. You've got to suffer for the sake of the people. So again, you see the zeal that was there. And for each one of us, is that there for the Lord? Is that there for the souls entrusted to your care, whether that's your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, whomever that may be? It's one thing to be able to say, oh yeah, I'll say a prayer for you. And we do. It's another to say, I need to really suffer for this person. This person is off track, and I need to do some penance. That's what St. John Vianney did. And that's why people came to him for confession. That's why they were willing to wait for days to be able to get to him, and why he would sit there for hours and hours and hours every day, hearing confessions, reconciling people to God, because of his zeal, because of his charity. It was his love that they understood, that they recognized. And that is something each and every one of us is capable of in our own state in life. So a great opportunity again to look at that and ask about that fire of love which is to be burning in our own hearts. And do I have that? Is it burning like just a little candle that's ready to go out, or is it burning like a torch, or is it burning like something far greater? God doesn't want a puny little fire. He wants a bonfire going. He wants us to be burning with love for Him. That's every one of us is capable of that with the grace of God. But it requires the perseverance, requires the zeal, and requires having that true desire to be able to love God and love neighbor as we've been asked to do.